Okay, it's Thanksgiving weekend, so you've probably spent a lot of time the last few days in the kitchen, and a lot of your drawers and shelves were probably stocked with the latest gadgets, high-tech blenders or voice-activated coffee makers. Yep, those exist now. But in kitchens and restaurants around the world, there's one throwback cooking tool that has yet to be replaced by some new high-tech gadget, the tried-and-true mortar and pestle. Dina Prichip explores the appeal of this ancient culinary tool.
If you're an avid reader, when you visit someone's house, the first thing you check out is the bookshelf. But Chef Nancy Silverton looks somewhere else to know if she's found a kindred spirit.
I feel that way when I go into somebody's kitchen. If I see a mortar and pestle, I know that I'm going to get a good meal.
The mortar and pestle is one of the most primitive kitchen tools. You place ingredients in a bowl, usually made of stone or ceramic, and pound them with a tiny club. But even in high-end restaurants, like Silverton's Mozza in Los Angeles, chefs still use them for a variety of dishes.
We do a romesco, which is a Spanish condiment that uses fried bread and tomatoes and peppers and garlic and almonds and hazelnuts. There's a French aillade. It's a garlic and nut sauce. And then pesto's from Italy.
In fact, the word pesto comes from the same root as pestle. And Silverton says that for things like pesto, the mortar and pestle's definitely better. The food processor can heat up and turn the garlic bitter. Also, it doesn't leave that nice chunky texture.
I can see the difference. I would like to think I taste the difference too. I just feel like I taste the care, you know?
And this care isn't just taken in upscale Italian restaurants.
Very spicy.
At Portland's Chiang Mai, Chef Tanasa Pamon Roman uses a mortar to grind up chili paste or turn rice into powder. And for dishes like this papaya salad, it helps blend the flavors in a way that a food processor just can't.
They smashed each other so they absorb the flavor rather than just like spinning and cutting.
Although, Roman admits, it can get a bit messy.
And you make chili paste is flying everywhere, on the wall, on the floor.
Roman says that these days, most people in the Thai village where she grew up have food processors. But when it comes time for big celebrations, you still see a line of cooks pounding out chili paste by hand.
They believe in food. They believe in the result of it. They believe in the way, the process, something that is deep in the root.
This day and age, not to get on a soapbox, but we're sort of disengaged in a lot of different ways. And I think a mortar and pestle is one of the great kitchen tools, if only because you are so directly connected to what you're doing.
Adam Roberts writes the food website The Amateur Gourmet. He recently shadowed several top chefs to learn their secrets for his latest cookbook. And he said that more than any technique, the most striking aspect of professional cooking is that sort of direct connection.
It's really about being really engaged in the process as it's happening. And mortars and pestles are a perfect symbol of that because for a home cook who's in a rush, it's like the last thing you'd want to use. It takes much longer. But that's not the point.
The point, Robert says, is to see cooking not just as something to get through so that you can put your feet up and relax when you're done. It's about actually relaxing and enjoying the process of cooking itself.
Using a mortar and pestle, for me, is like the equivalent of doing yoga or going to a spa.
Robert says that it's an age-old way to really connect to your food, for cooks to get out of their heads and into their bodies, and to turn out better salsas, pestos, and curries while they're doing it. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichip in Portland.